You're listening to SBS News.
The Africa Director of the World Health Organization says the continent tripled its COVID-19 vaccination rate in the past week, helped by more donations of doses from developed countries. Dr. Machadiso Moeti says 13 million doses were administered in the last 7 days. Still, only 2.4% of Africans are fully vaccinated, and officials say getting that figure even to 10% remains a daunting task. Dr. Moeti says the continent had 248,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the past week, with at least 28 countries seeing a surge in infections driven by the Delta variant.
This is a preventable tragedy if African countries can get fair access to the vaccines. I think it's very difficult for us to talk about booster doses in Africa. We have not covered even 5% of the population yet with the initial vaccinations that are needed to slow down the spread of the virus, and most importantly, stop what we think might be a fourth wave, which is coming. We're in a third wave now, which looks like it's leveling off.
Africa is to receive 117 million doses in the coming months, but an additional 34 million will be needed to reach the 10% vaccination target. Director of the Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention, John Nkengasong, has raised the vaccination target that he believes is needed to provide widespread protection against COVID-19 on the continent, citing the more infectious Delta variant now present in 32 countries.
The COVID-19 is here with us, and unfortunately, let me say that from the look of things, things will get more challenging before they get better. We have to use a combination approach. Are we going to get to herd immunity? I doubt that that notion is irrelevant anymore.
To the United States, half of American workers say they are in favor of vaccine requirements at their workplaces. It comes at a time when such mandates are gaining traction now that the government has given full approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That finding is from a new poll from the Associated Press. Some 53% of Black and Hispanic workers support vaccine mandates at their workplaces. Meanwhile, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says healthcare workers and educators from kindergarten through college will be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or submit to weekly testing.
Illinois will join several other states that have reinstituted statewide indoor mask requirements, regardless of vaccination status, effective on Monday. Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions. Hospital administrators are asking for more help to manage the sheer number of incoming patients, who, I'll emphasize again, are almost exclusively individuals who have chosen not to get the life-saving vaccine.
France has announced plans to give COVID-19 booster shots to people over the age of 65 and individuals living in nursing homes starting next month, while the Albanian government is launching a new messaging campaign and calling on people to get the COVID-19 vaccine in a bid to address vaccine hesitancy. And Japan is suspending the use of about 1.63 million doses of Moderna vaccine after contamination was found in some unused vials. Some doses may have been administered, but no adverse health effects have been reported. The doses were produced in Spain. Hong Kong is opening borders for domestic workers from Indonesia and the Philippines. They will be allowed to fly into the city in coming days to ease a shortage of helpers in the city. They must be fully vaccinated and have a working visa, and quarantine for 21 days at a specific hotel, with the costs to be covered by their employers. And the Affordable Art Fair in Hong Kong has today reopened, after being forced to exhibit online last year due to the pandemic. It's the 8th edition of the fair, featuring works from 44 local and international galleries. From light installations and iPad paintings to more classic mediums such as watercolour and oils, the fair aims to make a wide variety of artworks accessible to a diverse audience. Director Regina Zhang says the art industry has been forced to adapt to new ways of living and showcasing work.
Since the pandemic, the art world has to be very flexible. Everyone, you know, in their own way, has to be changing in terms of the situation that is presented in front of us. So I think that's something that we all have to get used to, because we are not past the pandemic yet. You know, we will meet with different obstacles and challenges in the next couple of months or even in the next couple of years.
And finally, a Hungarian orchestra conductor received a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot on stage during a free open-air concert in Budapest as part of an effort to encourage people to get vaccinated. Budapest Festival Orchestra conductor Ivan Fischer removed his jacket to reveal a white dress shirt with a hole cut out of the sleeve. As he kept his baton moving and the orchestra played on, a doctor administered the shot, Fischer's third dose, to applause from the crowd. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.